You know, there are all kinds of interesting people who live right around your neighborhood. Like, oh, the publicist, the rights distribution manager.
Would you look at that? It's People in Your Neighborhood on 95BFM. Thanks to APRA MCOS NZ.
Oh, hi there.
Shh, listen.
Today, I'm very honoured to have in the studio Fiona Perry, who is Managing Director of Media and Entertainment Royalty Services, amongst other roles that you do. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, Penny. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming up. I'm very lucky because in my day job, I get to work with you, which is so much fun.
Yeah, it's fun for me as well.
So that's cool. For the listeners, can you please explain a little bit about what Media and Entertainment Royalty Services does?
Okay, I started up the company about 10 years ago. I was made redundant from Sony Music, so I was going to do 12 hours a week working, you know, for indies and other labels, and that's now turned into 60 hours a week. So I process royalties and copyright for bands and artists and producers, and I do a bit of publishing and a bit of music supervision.
That's cool. Can you explain with royalties how you collect those royalties, how you manage them?
Okay. First of all, you've got the people that sing the songs and the people that write the songs. The example I always use is Whitney Houston and Dolly Parton. Dolly wrote the song, Whitney sings the song. Dolly gets paid for writing it, Whitney gets paid for singing it.
Yeah.
So it's mainly the master recording, the people that sing the songs will get paid for singing on performance, stage, music. But publishing's a little bit more difficult. You're publishing, mechanicals, print royalties, performance rights, and digital royalties. So they can either go through a publisher or your local copyright society, APRA MCOS. They're very good. They've got a lot of how to collect royalties on their website, so it's worth looking that up.
Yeah, that's cool. And so for you, you do a similar role to APRA?
I do it mainly on the master recording side. So I work for an iTunes aggregator, DRM,
yep.
And we get reports from Spotify and all the major providers. I get those reports, I turn them into statements, and we send them out to our artists.
Oh, that's cool. And as part of your role, you also are a music supervisor.
That's correct.
Can you tell the audience a little bit about that? Because I kind of find that job really exciting.
I work for South Pacific Pictures, and I do the music supervision on West Side, Brokenwood, Head High. So basically I get a brief from the producers or the music editors or whoever for a genre of a song. So Head High was local hip-hop and rap. Brokenwood is music. West Side is my favourite program. We've got a lot of tracks going back 35 to 40 years, plus current tracks. So I get a brief or they give me a song. I go off and find songs that fit that particular scene, get prices, negotiate the rates, clear them with the publisher. You've got to clear two sets of rights. People make a mistake and just clear either the people that sing the songs or the people that write the songs, but you have to clear both sets of rights.
Yeah.
And then it goes into the production and, you know, we sort out the contracts and payments from there.
Yeah. And so I guess for people who don't know, really, it's kind of like there was a film, like, I guess the most famous example that I can think of is like Quentin Tarantino movies, where they ended up being massive kind of soundtracks and people just go crazy for the music. And for the Brokenwood Mysteries, you have soundtracks, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Those as well.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so I clear those tracks. We're lucky Brokenwood, we have a good rapport with the local artists and they're really helpful and really lovely, as are their labels. So Brokenwood's done extremely well selling overseas. Our programs help the artists sell their songs, and in return we do the soundtracks, which get sold overseas. So I just go to the artists, clear them, and we release them through an aggregator, DRM, and hopefully they sell online.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because I've actually had phone calls from people in Canada wanting those soundtracks.
Yeah, and I mean, Tammy went to Barcelona. She's massive in Barcelona, Spain and France, and Brokenwood, you can always tell where Brokenwood has sold because the sales of the tracks or the streaming of the tracks increases.
Yeah. So when they initially make a TV show, say like West Side or the Brokenwood Mysteries, they aim to show it in New Zealand, right? And then they kind of pitch it to international TV stations and then they may pick it up to play on
there. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
So every program that we make here is cleared for worldwide release, and we clear tracks that can go all over the world, any country, and we try and obviously get sales in those countries.
Yeah.
But just back to Quentin Tarantino, the budget on those films is much bigger than the budgets we have here. So we've got quite, especially with COVID, we've got budgets that we have to adhere to, and that's where the local artists and labels have been so good, especially this year, that we've got songs tailor-made for our budgets, and the artists have been really helpful, so I'm appreciative of that.
Yeah. I guess one of the myths around kind of licensing music for sync is that people think that the payouts are massive, and they're not, are they?
No, they're not.
Yeah.
We would like to pay more, but we're restricted with budgets, as everyone is. It would be nice to, I looked at Ricky Gervais and Afterlife and the budget he had there at Elton John and David Bowie. I would love to do a multi-million dollar movie with an unlimited music budget.
Yeah, and I guess that goes back to when they produce those TV shows, they almost kind of pre-sell them around the world, don't they? And so they know they've got a lot of money to put back into that production, to like allocate a lot of funds towards the music and things like that. Would that be right?
It's sort of right. You have your set budgets to start off with, and you can sometimes tweak those, but generally, especially with New Zealand productions and local productions, you have a set budget for music. And
yeah,
NZ On Air have been really good. They've been trying to work with productions and increase the music budgets.
Yep.
So that's something that I know NZ On Air are looking at present, to help the local productions with their music content.
Yeah. And so Westside also, they've produced CDs for soundtracks as well, haven't they?
Yeah. It helps that I work for an iTunes aggregator and release some music. So we release all our own soundtracks, which is really cool.
Yeah, and is there one for every series for West Side?
No, it just depends on the tracks and the clearances and the tracks available mainly. But Broken Wood, we've been quite successful. It's not so much a money-making exercise as promoting our artist exercise,
yeah.
And that's how we look at it. And it's done really well, I feel.
Yeah, and I guess what are some of the artists, I guess, for that have appeared, or the music has appeared on the Broken Wood? Is it like, it's like, well, I can name some off.
Marlon Williams,
yep.
Tammy.
Delaney Davidson, Barry Saunders.
Yep, Barry Saunders.
The Waratahs.
Yeah.
And then West Side is quite unique in the sense that it's historical. You're looking at specific years for each season.
Yeah, we are. And we've been very careful, the producers, to have the music authentic as possible. We've actually taken mixes from, you know, the time period that it was supposed to be, not later remixes or re-records, which has been pretty cool. And going back and finding all these old bands and artists, and they're loving having their music out there. I mean, and then when you look up the history of some of these artists, they were wildly successful. They've supported overseas bands, played in, you know, all over the world.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, and so in West Side, it's the last series this time.
Yes,
yep.
It's a particular emotional favourite of mine because I've worked on the series all the way through, and it's the last two episodes, and if you haven't watched it, please watch it tonight and next week.
Yep.
They're exceptionally good. And the producer, Mark Beasley's done an amazing job at picking the songs that go with the scenes. He's just been brilliant, and the local musicians appreciate all the help they've given us to get their music out there. It's been great.
Yeah, it's amazing how you take it for granted how the music completely sets the scene in a show, you know. It's like, even if you change that song, it could invoke totally different emotions.
And I think the music from, well, for me, the music from West Side invokes, that was sort of my growing up music, you know, the music I listened to when I grew up. So I'm particularly fond of it, and I'm very sorry that this is the last season, but please do watch the last two eps because they're amazing.
Yeah. That can like segue nicely into, can you tell us a bit about how you got into this kind of role in creating media and entertainment royalty services?
Well, many years ago I was doing my OE through England, and I ended up there, I think, with 70 quid in my pocket and no money. So I started out temping at Island Records in the royalties department. So I sort of started doing data processing, and I was very fortunate. I worked with a guy called Gordon, who was the royalties guru in London at the time. But Gordon liked to go to the pub at lunchtime, so you had to learn from Gordon between 10 and 12, because after 3:30 you didn't learn much. But I was lucky at Island Records, which had U2, Stevie Winwood, B-52s, Bob Marley and the Wailers, so that was really good grounding and education for me.
Yeah.
And then I left there and went to Jive Records, which was Samantha Fox and Billy Ocean, and got a lot more information together. And when I came back from there, I worked for BMG in those days in 97, and sort of been BMG, Sony, and worked for the majors. then I was made redundant about 11 years ago and started my own company.
Yeah.
And it's just all gone from there, really.
That's cool. And, like, amongst other things, you also do bookkeeping, which is actually really, really important for artists.
Yeah. So when I was working on Westside, I ended up helping quite a few artists with their invoices and agreements, and I realised there was sort of a need in the industry to help artists and bands with their bookkeeping. We're not accountants, but we do the bookkeeping for various artists and bands and labels. Then we get it ready for your accountant, but we're basically a 360 administration service that helps you if required. And we're sort of getting one or two new clients a month, and it's word by mouth. We don't advertise, and we've got some really lovely clients.
But yep.
We feel that we add value because I don't have the creative gene, I've got the sporty gene, but I'm good at back office and administration and helping people out, and that's what I like to do.
Yeah. And so what's your role with DRM? Like, how does that kind of work?
DRM, I process the royalties and pay all the artists, so I collect all the statements, collect all the royalties, process the statements, and then pay all the artists out.
Yeah. And why, like, sometimes, I mean, I often get asked, why is there a gap between getting paid as an artist and then the royalties collection paying?
Well, with us, there's a 2 or 3 month lag because we have to wait for reports to come through.
Yep.
And since the digital age, I mean, some of our reports are 1 to 2 million lines per month, you know. Some of the major record companies, their Spotify report is 1 billion lines of data a month.
Yep.
So we have to wait for the reports, process the reports, wait for the payments, and we cannot pay anyone until we've received payment, and then we're on pay.
Yeah, yeah. So there is, like, sometimes it can take, I know with the States, if you have music in a TV show over there, it can take up to 18 months, you know.
Yeah.
Depending on whether, because they always pay at the end of the production finishing.
We're quite different. Any production I'm involved with, everything's signed off and paid before we go to air.
Yep, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, we like to look after our musicians.
Yep, that's cool. Have you got any more exciting kind of shows coming up that you can, like, maybe not name but go, yeah, this one's going to be awesome?
Yeah, we've got a second series of Head High coming through.
Yep.
And I've just been working on Black Hands, David Bain, that's quite cool, and that's all I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah. What's your favourite kind of thing and, like, job to do?
I'm really fortunate that I work for DRM, and we put Spotify playlists together of new and up-and-coming artists. So we've got Kura Production through SPP, so we sort of put new artists, Spotify lists through to the producers and the music editors, and it's really cool getting guys on programs that wouldn't normally get there.
Yeah,
that's what I really enjoy. And the other thing is, it's sort of like being a detective sometimes. You've got to track down the rights holders. The longest it's taken me to clear a track is 9 months.
Whoa.
But I got there in the end.
Yeah.
So, and it's also putting people like Teeks into productions, you know, Tammy and Marlon.
Yeah.
As well, and finding space. And Dave Dobbin and the Dudes, love those guys.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, what was I going to say? I was going to ask you something. It's gone blank. Crazy. I guess, I don't know. How do people kind of get in touch with you if they want to?
I have a website.
Yeah.
www.mers.co.nz, MERS.co.nz.
Which is Media and Entertainment Royalty Services.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
So I just use a contact page here, or send me an email, or, you know, message me or ring my mobile.
Yep, that's cool. And can you tell us a little bit about what you do outside of your work day? Because that's pretty exciting too. I find that really fascinating.
As I said, I didn't get the music gene, but I got the sporty gene.
Yep.
So I'm heavily involved in Masters hockey. I've been fortunate enough to be in a New Zealand team that's won a World Cup as a manager and won a gold at the World Masters Games a few years ago. So I play Masters hockey and normal club hockey, and I'm very fortunate that I've got a good group of girls that I hang around with. And strangely, we won a gold medal down at Rotovegas on the weekend, so that was pretty cool.
That's amazing. It sounds like so much fun. How long have you been playing hockey for?
Since I was 5.
Yeah.
So I won't give you the number of years, but it's quite a while.
Yeah.
And strangely, my children both played hockey.
Well, I did it briefly, but I was very scared of some girls' schools coming at me with big sticks. Especially once when I had to default being a goalie, and I was practically padded up and you kind of couldn't see anything of me because I'm so short. It was just pretty funny.
Yeah, I enjoy it, and I think that age is not restrictive. You know, we've got some girls playing her in their early 70s, and they're still getting out there and doing it. And I think as long as you can get out there and do it, why not? That's what Voltaren's for.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, because during lockdown, you broke your elbow. prior to that, ouchie.
Yes, I was a bit silly. I've got a roller that you normally roll on, but I'd had a couple of glasses of rosé, so just saying, don't drink and stand on your roller.
Oh, dear. Well, thank you so much for coming up and talking to us about royalties and music supervision. That's really cool.
You're more than welcome anytime.
We've been to Fiona Perry, who is Managing Director of Media and Entertainment Royalty Services. If you want to get in touch with Fiona, you can go to MERS.co.nz, which is MERS.co.nz. MERS also help with bookkeeping and other administration business, and Fiona's always really lovely and helpful, so she'll be able to answer any questions you might have come up. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Penny.
Another friendly face to make life a little richer. People in your neighbourhood on 95 BFM. Thanks to APRA AMCOS NZ.